What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time, yes, our final Walking Dead, and myself and Kristen will be caught up finally.
Yes.
Praise baby Jesus. We're going to be talking about the episode Sing Me a Song that aired this past Sunday, episode 7 of season 7. It was an hour and a half. I didn't even know it was an hour and a half. I didn't recognize it until I was like fast forward. I was like, what the hell? It's an hour and a half. Next Sunday, this coming up Sunday, mid-season freaking finale. So we only get like, what, 8 episodes, and then we got a break until what, February?
Something like that.
So piss off. But you know what?
I know.
But check this out. I was looking at Wikipedia, and it has a breakdown of The Walking Dead Season 7 critical reception by episode. And it's like this graph, percentage of positive reviews tracked by website Rotten Tomatoes. And it's hilarious because like 70 is like episode 1, and then this episode 2, which was The Well, okay, so that was Carol and Morgan at the Kingdom, scored the highest. And then it averaged 3, 4 went down, 5 went up. And then the worst one, episode 6, which is Tara's episode. It's hilarious because it just drops down to like 60. Oh, yeah.
Poor Tara.
Poor Tara and her Amazons and Dr. Dre. But this episode, holy shit balls. This was a good episode for me. I don't know.
Yes.
Did you like it? Now, would you say of this season, because it's obvious, because we talked about it 2 recaps ago, that the premiere was definitely your favorite, right?
Of this
season. Would you put this episode close to the premiere, or would it be second or third?
I might say second because it wasn't like my jaw dropped.
Right. You didn't get a
like
heart
it did in the premiere.
Right.
But it is good.
This one here.
He's so bad. Like,
oh, he's so good.
Oh, he's so bad. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays him perfect.
I'm talking to a T. I actually tweeted him when I was watching it for the second time and taking my notes and everything else, and I had to take like 4 screenshots of hands down, my favorite part of this episode is when Negan runs into Olivia.
Oh my God, no, that was so mean.
Oh God, that was so funny. She's like, we're practically starving here. He's like, really? Oh my gosh. And I took 4 screenshots and I shot him over to Jeffrey Dean Morgan because hands down, that was my favorite part of the episode. I was rolling. And then he tells her, and then he wants to have sex with her. Then she slaps him. He's like, I'm 50% more into you now.
Yes. Oh, my God. He's so bad. But it's funny because he, like you hate him because he's such a douchebag, but you can't help but laugh at the stuff that he says, even though it's so bad.
I loved it.
Like that right there.
Oh, you know, Olivia was like, oh, I hate you, but I still want you, Negan. So this episode had a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
It's definitely setting some shit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm before we get into this, did you see the commercial for the mid-season finale this coming Sunday?
I don't know if I saw it.
Did you? Okay, if you watched it, did you see any of Rick?
Oh yeah, I saw him like crying.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I put this in my little Good Shows at review earlier. The only time Rick cries is when someone dies.
Mm-hmm.
Or could it be someone puts him in a very, or let's put it this way, when Negan puts him in a very effed up situation, what do you think? What do you think that is? I mean, we'll get into the episode. What do you think? Why do you think he's crying?
I mean,
he looks like he's about to shit a brick.
Yeah, he does. But the thing is, when they show those previews for the next episode, it always makes you think, oh shit, some crazy stuff is going to happen.
Right.
And then it ends up being something.
So you're telling me that he looks like that he's just excited to see Michonne made it back. That doesn't look like.
I mean, sadly, it could be. But I don't think that's what it is.
That same
I think
look.
After what Carl did in this episode, I think it's going to be something with either Carl or Judith.
See, I'm thinking he's going to take Judith. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm going to give you this kid, teach him respect, teach him the way. And I'm going to take.
Well, because doesn't Negan want a baby? Because Dwight's wife in that one episode, that stupid Easy Street episode, wasn't she like.
She wasn't pregnant, right?
No, I know. No, she wasn't.
No, I'm saying like he was. I mean,
Yeah, so doesn't he want...
I don't know. I don't remember any hearing anything about Negan wanting to have a kid.
No, but they didn't say anything about that, but if she was thinking that he might be pregnant, then he might be trying. And then if he sees Judith, then you could be right that he did...
He did light up like Christmas.
Yes, he did.
You know, and that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, is he getting flashbacks from his, you know, was it called post or pre-apocalyptics? Is that what the word I'm looking for? Before everything happened.
Pre-apocalypse?
Is that what it is? Okay, yeah, it is. So, I mean, do you think maybe he was a family guy? Maybe he had kids.
I don't know. I can't see that.
So, I don't know. But, dude, I just, I don't know. I'm a little worried for Rick. Because I love Negan so much and I love Rick so much
and they're polar opposites.
And I'm just like, but yeah, as soon as we'll get to that. But yeah, that whole thing with Judith. Okay. So let's start. Let's talk about Michonne real quick. What do you think her deal is? I mean, she gets the mattresses. At first I thought she was just like laying her shit down and like going to disappear and like, but she's setting up booby traps.
Yes.
Roadblock. And now she told the chick, take me to Negan. What the hell is going on? I'm a little upset about this because I'm a big fan of Michonne. So are you.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be concerned?
I don't know, because we did say when they start getting like that, bad things happen.
And see, everybody's crazy now because like Michonne is like, take me to Negan. Sasha is sharpening a knife, smoking a cigar in last couple episodes. Carl puts himself in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Maggie wants to fight.
Maggie wants a piece of them. Okay. So do you think Michonne is going to get hurt or die in the mid-season finale? Ugh. Could that be the tears?
It could be.
Oh, fuck.
I would think that if it was Carl, like I think we're supposed to think it's Carl because of this episode.
Right.
But I think if it was Carl, I think Rick would be a little bit more emotional.
I think Rick would lose his shit.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would be the...
But would they really kill off Michonne?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I hate about The Walking Dead. They make my emotions crazy.
I know.
So let's talk about Carl. This little shitbag.
Mm-hmm.
And I call him a little shitbag because I admire him. I really do. He's got big balls. But he is one of the many that's not... pumping his brakes. Like Eugene says, and you and I talked about Eugene two episode recap shows,
because
you're not a fan of him right now. Well, we'll talk about him, but Eugene does say, slow your roll. Don't you think Carl should be slowing his roll? I mean, he doesn't. He gets in the car. He actually doesn't wait for Negan. He blasts Negan's dudes. I mean, dude, that part there and Negan's little adorable comment and you scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Awesome. But what do you think? What do you think? How do you think that's all going to pan out? I mean, he's there. He's hanging out. He's seeing all this stuff. My wife was asking me. She was like, do you think Negan's trying to win over Carl? You know? And I was like, I think so.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy if he goes back and says, like, I'm going to go stay. Like, Dad, I'm going to go stay with Negan.
But you know what?
And that's why Rick is crying.
Well, you know what? And that's what I was thinking at first. I was thinking, like, when my wife first asked me, when we first watched it, I was thinking that. I was like, yeah, I think he's trying to win him over and trying to show how cool it is. And your dad should be doing this. Your dad should be doing that to get in his head. But then when Carl stands up to him and says, you might as well just jump out the fucking window and give me, you know, stay me the whatever it is, the killing you.
Mm-hmm.
And Negan's like, holy crap. I thought to myself, I was like, yep, Carl just went back to crazy train.
Yes.
He went full Rick. yeah, so I don't know. Carl's going to piss me off. Because now they go back to Alexandria and he's sitting in front of him. And I don't know if you saw in the commercial. Did you see in the commercial?
Did you tell me.
Olivia, Negan, Judith. Judith is being held by Olivia. Negan is sitting at the end of the table. He has shaved his beard and Carl is sitting at the table as well, like a family. So I don't know if he's trying to fuck with Rick when Rick comes back. But yeah, I don't know.
It's, you know, the thing with Carl is like in this episode and in the end of last week's the previous week's episode, he's out for Negan, and it's like he's doing things and saying things that you want like Rick to be saying and doing, but at the same time it's like no, because he's not, like you said, he's not thinking and right. and putting the brakes on, and he's acting like with his emotions, I guess.
Yeah,
and that's gonna get him in some shit.
I don't know what's going to – and that's what – everything was fine until I watched the last – and then you see Rick the last 2 seconds in his face. I was like, oh, shit. The last time I saw him is when he was almost forced to cut Carl's hand, or when he was up on top of the van when he – you know, when Glenn died and all these – fucking shit.
And what the hell is up with Julian – or, I mean, Spencer?
Oh, I hate that guy.
What is his problem?
I don't know. I think he's being a smart ass to Rosita, that's for sure. Especially when he comes back and he's like, "Yeah, I found all this stuff, and guess what? I'm going to give it to him because that's what Rick wants."
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, the whole episode was like Rick does this, Rick does that. Yeah. I can't stand Rick. We can't stand you, Spencer.
I can't stand Spencer. And it's obvious that he gives everything to Negan's guys. Do you think he did, or because okay, now Spencer did say that, but Spencer's also known of hiding some shit. I don't know. I think he's trying to sleep with Rosita. I think he would be like, yeah, I'm doing this and here, take it all. And I'm all team, you know, and shaking hands and kissing babies with the saviors. But I think, you know, he probably left one little, I would hope he left some spot with crap there with guns.
Either that or he's going to sell out their group.
Now, I'm hoping he's thinking with his penis. He wants Rosita. Rosita wants a gun for her birthday with bullets. That's what I'm hoping. Though, I don't want to see Rosita and him. Well, you know, after Rosita's this episode.
They already did. They already did sleep together.
Did they already sleep together?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, that's right. They did, huh?
Yes, they did. Now, Mike.
I don't really like Rosita. I forgot. Damn it. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know. And Rosita. Let's talk about Rosita.
And where did the priest go? Where did Father Gabriel go? Father Gabriel, he got out of the car and like disappeared.
When he did that, he was like, I'm just going to go walk. I was like, I looked at my wife. I was like, he's walking back, right? That's where he's going. And we don't know where he's at. But you never know. Father Gabriel could be just rolling around in the bushes going to the saviors also. No telling. Let a priest in, say a prayer, get on your knees. And Father Gabriel's not, you definitely can tell he's Team Rick.
Yeah,
He will fight. So I don't know. I definitely loved how Father Gabriel put Spencer in his place.
But somebody needed to.
Oh, I can't stand Spencer. Rosita. Okay. Now you defended. Actually, you weren't Team Eugene. A couple of recaps ago.
I've never been Team Eugene ever.
Okay, hold on. So. You think Rosita was right for the way she came down on him?
No, she was a bitch too.
Right?
Yeah, she went a little too far.
That was, right?
Because, like, what the hell has she done?
No shit. Except sleep with Abraham.
And Spencer.
She hadn't slept with me. Damn it. But, because I have a question here to you. So, like, either did she go on Eugene too hard or did Eugene deserve it? I don't think he deserved it.
I don't think he deserved it, but I think there was truth in what she said. I just think she went a little too far in doing it in that way.
I think there was some truth in the beginning, but I think Eugene, because you and I talked about it two recaps ago, I had to remind you that Eugene did, you know, for Maggie, drive the RV and got his ass whooped. And Eugene is sitting there saying, I'm not telling you I'm not going to make the bullets for you. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do this, but Abraham was right. They have the numbers. We have to do a serious move because if not, we're totally screwed.
Yeah.
I totally agree with them. And you're not Eugene.
Wow.
Sound just like Rosita.
No, in that instance where he says that, you know, with this group being as evil as they are, that they need a bigger move than a bullet.
Right.
Then, yeah, he is right. But he's still... I just don't think he is as valuable as some of the others. That's what my thing is with Eugene.
Really?
How can you
even say that about Eugene when you got half of the Alexandrians haven't done shit?
Oh, because they're irrelevant. I don't even think about them. I'm thinking about the main group.
Well, I mean, but Eugene was just one of those guys. Look how Father Gabriel was. He locked his whole congregation outside.
But what
outside.
Do you think if it had been Eugene on that island with all those women, not even saying that they would have killed him because he's a man or whatever, how do you think he would have handled that being on his own? I don't think he would have survived if he was on his own.
I think he would. I think he's got smarts.
He's
a survivalist. He lied to Abraham and to Rosita from the very get-go and lied the entire time till he was busted. Oh, no, he Eugene's smart.
Watch Eugene be the only one that lives.
or he's the one that kills Negan.
Oh, my God.
And then everybody would be like, shut up. Oh, I would love it. I'd be like, yeah, there you go, Kristen. Shut up now. Eugene killed Negan. That would be awesome.
No.
Oh, whatever. let's see. One person that I want to ask you about. What's your feelings about Dwight? You haven't been on the show, you and Brancy, because y'all been so busy. And I wish y'all were, because I've been wanting to talk to somebody about him.
Good, because I want to talk about Dwight.
Okay, good. What do you think?
Dwight is trying to be Daryl.
Okay.
With the motorcycle, the vest. He's trying to be Daryl. Are you going to ask me if I think he's the one that is trying to help him escape?
No, because I don't know. It's either between him or his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And because before he tried, Daryl tried to escape, and the wife was like, you better get back. You're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
So, and Daryl and him have the Daryl episode, and you can tell, I don't know. I just feel that sometimes Dwight really just wants to punch the hell out of Negan, especially – I mean, it was just in his face.
Yeah, especially in this one.
And this, when he sees him kissing his ex-wife. Like, it's mm-hmm. it, to me, I don't know what it is, but I just have a feeling that if anybody was to turn on Negan, it would be Dwight. Like,
I think so, too.
You know, Dwight's just waiting for that perfect opportunity. You know, and, you know, like, anytime Negan calls him or calls somebody, Dwight is there. And I think mm-hmm. that's just his way to show, like, I got your back. I'm no questions asked. But I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, because then I was like, okay, is it Dwight that's helping him? And then I'm like, possibly. Did his wife help him? His ex-wife helped Daryl? But last time she didn't. Why the sudden change now?
Well, I think when she stopped him, mm-hmm. it's probably because she knew he wouldn't get out at that time. Where if it was her this time, she knew what was going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where he could have gotten out and been okay. That's what I think.
So you think it's
whether
the wife?
It's her or Dwight, I don't know. They could be working together.
True.
But I think Dwight has a thing with Daryl, like he's trying to like emulate him. Like he's trying to be him. But I can see him backstabbing Negan because
right.
of the shit that he's doing.
Right.
So I don't know. He could I watch it with my mom and my brother. Because my brother recently binge watched all of The Walking Dead.
Good.
So now he's caught up and he's like, I hope Dwight lets Daryl out and then Daryl kills him.
You know, I don't think Daryl would.
I don't think he would either.
Yeah, I don't think he would. I think that in a weird kind of way, Dwight and Daryl see what's going on. They're about the same. Especially in that episode, the Daryl episode, he's like, I get it. I get it why you did what you did. And that's why I can't do it, because I'm thinking about somebody.
Yeah.
So they're both in a very – and I think Daryl knows that Dwight is doing it, all this crap, because, you know, because of his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I think and that when I saw that note and I was like, okay, and my wife was like, why is there a match? Because it was a match and a key stuck to the back of the piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know what the fuck the match is for, unless it's – I have no idea. And now but you can just tell this episode is just, it's getting you prepared for this 90 minute mid-season finale. Some shit's going to go down.
Yes, for sure.
Do you think somebody's going to die?
I think so, because usually when someone dies, the Talking Dead says, we have a surprise guest.
Oh.
And that's what they did. So I'm like, damn it.
Great.
It could be a fake. A ploy.
I have no idea. I don't trust any of those people anymore, those shows, because then you think everything's calm and then bam, something in your face. And then when something bad is about to happen, it's really calm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. And I know that Daryl does escape. In the commercial, it shows him running. Oh, shit, I have no idea. I'm going to be like, ugh!
If Daryl dies, I'm not recapping that episode.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I won't.
I forgot. I want to talk about Negan real quick and Carl and the bedroom scene. Probably one of the best scenes when Negan asks him or insists he take off his bandage.
Ugh.
Starts clowning him on his ass and everything else. And then he kind of almost stops and tells him, sorry, kid. Sometimes I forget that you're a kid. And almost apologizes before Carl stands up to him and tells him to jump out the window. I wanted to ask you, do you think Negan really felt bad about joking? Or do you think he was joking about joking and was still just clowning on him?
I don't know. Again, with Negan, I just never know. Like, I can't really read him. I don't know when he's being...
Honest
or not.
I don't know. I kind of felt like he felt bad. And I thought...
In that moment, I think I did too. But then I'm like, wait, but he's then, Negan.
But then Carl stepped up to him. And that's, he was like, that's the guy that I, you know, so.
I mean, and it is true. Like, Daryl, like, he has Daryl in this situation that he has him in because of, you know, what happened in the premiere episode that I don't want to talk about.
Right.
But Carl, like, has stood up to him how many times now, and he still doesn't do anything to him. Like, no. So, I mean, the humiliating him because of the eye thing is the least of, you know,
right,
the troubles that Carl could be dealing with this guy. But well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you just said something kind of important there, because I mean, you're right. I was just thinking right now when you were saying that, I'm like, he's like stepped up to him like three times. He shot him with a machine gun. He pulled out a gun on one of his men back in Alexandria, had a gun drawn to him. Carl, I don't know. And, you know, and then at the end of this episode, you know, Negan says, maybe you're right, Carl. Maybe I should just, you know, bury you and your dad in the flower bed. Why do I? And that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, because at first, in the very beginning, I was like, okay, he's keeping Carl alive because Rick wouldn't do shit then. Mm-hmm. You know, but then I don't know. I mean, he could just kill Rick and Daryl. I mean, Rick and Carl. I mean, and not, I'm just saying, in the show, he could be thinking, I'd kill him and then I wouldn't have to deal with this crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there's a bigger reason. Then I don't know. I can't figure it out, because Negan, you don't know. You think it's like, oh, he's being normal. Oh, no, he's not.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of people online saying that Carol's going to come back and save them again, like she did at the prison.
Yeah, you know what? When she finds out that Daryl's locked up, that's one that's going to be like, I'm going.
Yeah, with Daryl, and if Negan takes Judith, that's going to be like a double whammy.
Oh, yeah. And then Morgan's not going to let Carol go by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And in the commercial, they show one of the guys from the kingdom, the one that stood up to the savior guy and was like choking that one out. And then they punched him in the face, who's not a fan. They showed him talking to Morgan like, we need to stand up to the saviors. And if we don't do it now. So I think he's kind of like rallying up the troops. Or talking to Morgan like, we need to do this. So I don't know. I'm curious to see what's going to happen, because, you know, I think once Carol can move, I'm assuming Carol's staying at the house now, but I'm wondering if they're going to go to Alexandria and find out what's going on, you know, because I think if Carol and Morgan went over there to say hi and they found out what was going on and found out about Glenn and everybody, I don't think Carol would be like, well, I'm going to go back to my cottage.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think she's going to be like, no, we got to get everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Let's think of a plan. And that's why I think Rick and what's-his-face, we still don't remember his name.
Oh, my God.
You were supposed to look.
I'm going to look it up right now while we're talking.
They found, it looks like this riverboat in the middle of some kind of lake pond with zombies swimming around. And the dude on that sign talked about how he had some machine guns, some grenades. And that if you got that far, you can just have it all. So in Rick's face, it seemed like he was determined to like, I'm going to get this stuff and this is what I can use. But I don't know. I don't know if he's like, I'm going to get this stuff and give it to Negan and this will buy us time. Or like, I'm going to take him out. I think Rick knows that if he took out Negan, he might be able to convince everybody else. Like, let's just be in peace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
His name is Aaron.
Aaron, that's it. I like Aaron. We just don't like him enough to remember his name. You know what I think it is? Aaron, if you're out there listening, I apologize. The fact is that we've been talking about Tara and Sasha, and that just clouds my mind. It's like poop. It's like poo-poo on the brain.
Mike doesn't like the women on the show.
I do like the women. I'm a fan of Michonne. I'm a fan of Carol. I'm a fan of...
That's it?
Well, I was a fan of Rosita until she started talking shit to Eugene.
That's right. You did like Rosita for a while.
I've been a fan. One, she's hot. And then two, I liked her because I could tell she was spicy and hot. And when I mean spicy and hot, like a temper, like she doesn't take shit. Like she will go to fight for you.
Yeah.
But that's why I'd be like, Rosita, chill. And I think Eugene is right. Like, chill the fuck out. I mean, you never know. Rosita could die. You know, trying to get close. Who knows? We'll find out on Sunday.
That we will.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
So, scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
I'm going to give this one a 9.
Ooh, I give it a 10. Yeah, I really like this.
10.
Yeah, this was a really good episode for me. This was, it was definitely like, yay, better than Tara episode.
Yes.
And the other episode, what was the other episode?
Sasha
and Maggie.
We don't even remember what it was.
No.
And we just recapped it.
Yeah, you know, it races my mind. It's like poop on the brain. This episode was great. I thought Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, that whole scene in the office bedroom, getting to see Negan, that ending. God, when Negan starts messing with Olivia, fucking classic. Oh, my God.
That was so bad.
God, it was so hilarious. So funny.
No.
Yes, it was.
Mean.
No, it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. And then when Judith was sleeping on him, and I was like, no, Judith, get away. And
Judith's like, papa.
No, oh my God, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Judith knows that Shane's her dad. We all know.
Judith doesn't know.
Judith knows. They've been telling her. They have to. All right. Are we done?
Yes.
I think we're good. If you want to check out Kristen's stuff, Kristen, let people know.
You can find me on accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter at thisiskristen_, and Tumblr at thisiskristen84.
Sweet. And if you want to check me out, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and my blog is iwatchmike.com. Everything is there that you need to find, I guess. Yeah, everything is there. If you go to the top, you'll see a little tab. I think it says iTunes or podcasts. Go there. Everything is there all the shows that we recap. And if you want to get on iTunes, that way you don't miss anything. The Walking Dead recap show is there. Plus, all of us did Fear of the Walking Dead as well.
Yes.
So if you're a fan of the Fear of the Walking Dead, you can go to Fear of the Walking Dead recap show on iTunes or go on our blogs and find it there. And I think that's it for us. So we'll come back Monday night. We'll recap the mid-season finale. See who's going to die. Could be one, could be two people.
Say that.
You never know.
You're going to jinx it.
I guess we'll see what happens. All right, people. We'll be back Monday night to recap the mid-season finale. Kristen, me. Maybe we'll have Rancy. I don't know. All right, Kristen, say goodbye.
Bye.